Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. Today we are doing episode 33, where we are going to revisit some of our old favorites. I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
And today we're going to be talking about Ben Rioch. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the label. Edradour and
Glendronach.
These are the three that we appear to have enjoyed in the past. So we thought, well, let's compare them together, all three of them, and see if we still feel that way.
I know that what brought it up for me was, after we do our tastings, you know, the bottle goes into the cabinet and then it, you know, you're drinking other stuff and it may be a while before it gets resurfaced, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is really good.
Yeah, actually, we kind of drink ours, but yeah, whatever.
Okay. So anyway, these are some that we have enjoyed in the past, and we thought, let's put them together and see what happens. Well, not together, but beside each other.
We're not going to mix them.
No.
Only in our tummies.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, Marlis, did you want to start with your Ben Rioch?
Well, that's in the middle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
that's
right.
In line.
I forgot. It's been a while since we've recorded.
So what's
I know.
Glendronach?
Yeah,
that's first.
All right. So we've got the Glendronach original, aged 12 years. It's matured in the finest Pedro Ximenez and Oloroso sherry casks from Spain. It's a Highland single malt Scotch whiskey, and it is 43% alcohol by volume. And it's actually quite lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it's the darkest of the three.
No, I think Edradour is slightly
darker. Yeah, I think
darker.
You're right. I think you're right.
But it's a lovely amber.
It fooled me because you accidentally poured more of it in my glass.
Yes, I did.
So it seems to have a darker color. But it's
what a terrible accident.
Yeah, that's a shame. I'm so looking forward to
And John's had a little bit of a hard day, so he'll enjoy it.
That's okay.
All right, so shall we taste?
Yeah, please do.
The lovely amber. Smells good.
I do. I can smell the alcohol. Mm-hmm. It's a little more stringent than some.
Well, and there is a sweetness than a, you know, kind of a, the sherry comes through, I think, even in the aroma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I'm reading the back of the bottle. It says, the appearance is deep amber red gold. The nose is sweet, creamy vanilla with hints of ginger and autumn fruits.
And this is the Highland, correct?
That's what it says, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Which surprises me. I mean, it seems, to my nose at least, that I would compare it more to like a Speyside, maybe. But
well, I think Speysides and Highlands are very...
A lot of Speysides
have a lot of similarities.
Sherry
yeah. Yeah. And I think the sherry increases that similarity.
Yeah.
Well, at least for me, having tasted We did this originally in episode 21.
Yes. So if you want to go back or for the first time listen to that one and hear what we said about it then, feel free. Maybe we should do that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got some heat to it. You know, it's not one of those slippery scotches that just goes down without you noticing.
Yeah, doesn't have so much heat that it's like, I need to throw some ice in here or anything like that.
It's not off-putting.
No, it's not.
I like it.
Some things are so, and oh, by the way, we forgot to say we have our special guest, Per Olaf. You will hear him meowing in the background.
That's right.
But that's right. It's raining and he's been put in for the night. So he's a little, not put in, but he's wandering around. Just a nap. But yes, I know. this is still like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, and I think there is slightly less sweetness in this than there is in some Speysides, simply. So I think the Highland plus the sherry gets this kind of combination. There's enough oak, there's enough heat, there's, you know, it's an interesting Scotch. It's not going to be.
It is less sweet than most of the Speysides I've tried that have sherry or wine cask aging.
But it is good. This is one that I had in the back of the cabinet and I had a friend over and I thought, oh, we should try this. You know, I haven't had this for a long time. And it was like, oh, that's really tasty. So, okay, shall we move on to our next
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing we have is Benriach, which is a Speyside. It's also 12-year-old, natural color. It's a three-way sherry maturation, which means that they mature some scotch in, let me see, the type is very small, unconventionally made. So some in a full sherry cask, and then it's mixed with some that has been in Pedro Jimenez and Oloroso sherry cask finishing. And then they mix those together. So they have layers upon layers here that are very good. And it is also, it's 46% alcohol. So it might be a little more alcoholy.
The aroma is definitely a little more stringent than the other.
I think it's slightly lighter in color than the Glendronach.
It is, yeah.
And yeah, you can definitely tell a difference in the aroma. And again, this is a Speyside where the Glendronach is a honey.
And the Benriach we did in episode 25.
Ooh, it's a lot smoother than it smells.
It is, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember that.
Yeah. This is a sneaky little scotch. It will just kind of, you know, in the mouth and down the throat and there you go. It is sweeter than the Glendronach. And there's just a lot of nice sherry in there. If you like sherry. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's obviously. So I really like this one too. It is.
Oh yeah.
Cold night, rainy.
You mean like now?
Like tonight, yes. It's June, but in the Pacific Northwest, that can be dicey.
We called it January.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it's supposed to be 80 in a week. So, you know.
Yeah. And it was 80 not that long ago, too.
Right.
But today it's not, and it's overcast and drizzly and just kind of
So this is a lovely night, actually, for these three scotches.
It's probably a miracle anybody around here grows a vegetable garden because they never know when it's going to be warm enough.
So. I don't do vegetables. That's probably why. Yeah. Well, no, it's because I like flowers.
Okay. You could have both, but that's fine.
Don't have room.
If you grow vegetables.
Yank out that dog wood or whatever the heck.
No.
What are those things? The pointy poker or the
red hot pokers?
Oh, red hot pokers. Mm-hmm. You just rip them out and put some vegetables.
Yeah, no. In. I have thought of taking out that little shed that Peter built for me.
Why did you do that?
Well, I don't use it.
Oh, why did you have it built?
Because I had the little fence from around the window well. Never mind. This is.
Sorry. Again, I digress.
The inspector, you know, at first they had a grate over the window well. The inspector decided, oh, that could be dangerous for a small child. So they had them take the grate off. So the window well is open. And then they built this cute little 2.5-foot fence all the way around it. Well, with a gate. So any small child is like, oh, my God.
I'm trying to figure out how a gaping hole is safer for a small child.
Well, that was my theory. But anyway.
Or us when we've been drinking.
Yeah.
So I had a friend build me a grate to put back on it after I moved in. And then he built this little tiny garden shed out of the wood from the fence. But I've never used it.
I don't know if I've heard this story.
And I think rodents live in there. So I probably do need to get rid of it. Well, then I would have enough room for a vegetable garden. Okay. This was my point.
All right.
I had a point.
All right. So at this point. Which one do you like better?
Oh, see, that's, I think the Benriach, but I like them both a lot.
Stop. Yeah.
It is.
I'm thinking because the Benriach, despite the fact that it is a higher alcohol percentage, is smoother. So I barely. So I am going to the Benriach as well.
The Benriach is sweet enough. It's almost kind of like a bourbon, except different grain and everything. But it's got that kind of caramelly sweetness.
It's not quite the same sweetness.
No, I suppose
not. Because bourbon, I like bourbon on occasion. I like certain bourbon.
I think it hits the sweet spot. Personally.
It's the sweet spot.
I think that the Glendronach was a little drier. And it take the flavor of the Glendronach is really good. I like that. I like just a little bit more sweetness, and I think the Benriach has that. So I like.
So you're going with that one too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That they're both tasty.
All right.
Tasty, yeah. Tasty.
Now we're going to actually my all-time favorite scotch.
We'll see how it holds up here.
Of my single malt scotches. Hold on. I have to take a drink of water.
Okay.
Third of three.
Okay. And we're going to Edredor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 10-year.
Mm-hmm.
It is 43% alcohol. And to remind our regular listeners,
or listener, who knows?
Listener or listeners.
I'm pretty sure we have a few.
Count yourself.
I know I have at least one.
That's true.
I know.
Yeah. It's an exclusive club.
You know, it is from a very small distillery in the Highlands. And it's been using the same process for like 150 years. And as one of the reviewers said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So why change their process? It works. And it's great.
And who recommended it to you?
It was recommended to me by my boss, our state librarian, our mm-hmm. current state librarian, Cindy Aiden. Shout out to Cindy. I don't think she listens. But anyway, she is the one that recommended it to me because she went on a trip to Scotland with her family, mm-hmm. and she loved it, and she just raved about it. And mm-hmm. and when she told me how small the distillery was, she goes, that's like three people that work there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, we're never going to find this here.
Yeah.
And because I really wanted to try it. And the next time we went to Total Wine and More, I looked and there it was. And it, and then I was like, oh, it's going to be really expensive because it's such a small distillery.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I mean, it's more expensive than what I would spend on an everyday scotch. Like mm-hmm. this is like my Sunday scotch.
Mm-hmm.
I will have a glass on Sunday. And then if I want a second, I will have something, you know, like Clan MacGregor.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think it was around $69 if I remember right before tax.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and we're, again, Washington State, we have many taxes, so it probably winds up being like $80 or more.
Well, closer to $89.
Yeah. So so this is not an everyday scotch for us poor state workers.
Well, but I wonder, you know, why it is really good and it is a small amount that gets distributed every year. I'm thinking maybe it's just not as well known as some of the others, and that's why, you know, we can find it. So we may be shooting ourselves in the foot
by telling
people. But actually, there aren't that many of you, so we don't care.
Yeah. I mean, this is where it's a good thing we don't have a lot of listeners.
Right.
So, because we don't want it to wind up what is it? The one Evelyn. Blanton's.
Yeah.
Blanton's, where it's almost impossible to find. Later, I will tell you the story of one of my coworkers finding it at Safeway and the weird way in which she found it.
I'm like, goodness.
Safeway, really? Anyway. Anyway, this one is very dark in color.
Mm-hmm. And it smells
to me,
amazing.
It looks like a really great black tea color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just has that very rich. Mm-hmm.
Well, unless you're British and drink your tea like tar.
Yeah.
Well, no, not British tea.
Yeah,
no.
Just or American.
Just American tea, unsweetened. Anyway, but yeah, this is currently, I'll find out if I like it more than these other two.
I have to admit, for me, this wins the aroma contest.
Mm-hmm.
It smells.
It's lovely smelling. It's
like raisins and fruit and pie and.
Yeah, fruity, sherry, sweetness,
mm-hmm.
vanilla. It's all in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This should be a perfume.
That's yummy.
Well, if this was a perfume, I'd probably wear perfume.
I know.
It's pretty subtle. I mean, it's not like overwhelming like a lot of people's perfume.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
So lovely.
Smooth.
Sweet
without being overpowering.
Yeah, it's so balanced.
See, now this one makes me think of autumn fruit more than... okay, now I have to get try the vanilla.
More than the ones that had it on the label?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of raisins and dark fruit. And
mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of the... One of the... Your viewer says rum, barley, toasted almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And in the finish, he says spiced fruitcake.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
Creme anglaise.
Kind of like a creamy custardy thing that you pour on.
Oh, I kind of knew what it was. I wasn't sure how to pronounce it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Me in mm-hmm. foreign languages, I can barely speak English. Mm. So
You do all right.
I do all right.
Yeah. No, this is. Yeah.
I mean, I do have a master's degree, so yeah. I can speak English. It's just sometimes difficult.
It reminds me of like mince pie, you know, with some rum in it.
Mm-hmm. The rum. Mm-hmm. And like, I am a rum fan. I do love rum.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could get that rum from Belize. Man,
I know, right?
Does it say anything about sherry finish or anything, or is this just adulteration?
This is the 10-year distillery edition. I'm not sure what that means.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Golden in the glass. Delicious aroma of sugared almonds and a hint of Oloroso. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a little bit of sherry. So all of these have that in common. But yeah. They are all just...
I think we might be Oloroso and sherry whores.
Not sure. We might be, yes.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that.
I know. Yeah. That's all right.
I forgot where I was. But I wasn't the whore part. It was me banging the bottle, by the way, because I don't care about the whore part. It's just really good. This reviewer says overall an unusual malt. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Whatever that means.
It's unusually excellent.
It's unusually excellent. Still, I think
it has three toes and one ear.
Yeah. No. Four noses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the noses are good, though. Yeah.
So I have to say that I think Edredor is still my favorite of the three. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like all of them. Mm-hmm. You offer me any one of them, and I will not hesitate.
You wouldn't kick them out of bed.
I would not kick them out of bed. No, mm-hmm. It is not Coyote Ugly at all. Mm-hmm. But for these three, I give two thumbs up, definitely. If I had three thumbs, I would put them up.
That would be difficult.
Well, it would be odd. It would be odd.
One, you want to mind.
John's lending me his thumb.
Okay. Yeah, three thumbs.
So we have three thumbs. And if Marla's loaned me one of hers, we'd have four. But yeah, this is my favorite. What about you guys? I mean, and I will not be offended if it's not your favorite of the three.
No, it's still my favorite too. Yeah. And I was wondering because, again, I've had them all in the last few months individually, mm-hmm. but never all together.
Right.
So we
have had the Glendronach and the Edredor together in episode 21. We found out. We didn't realize that when we chose them. We just were like, we have these and we should try them together. Episode 21 was a long time ago, so
that's right.
We don't remember it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to go back and listen to our that episode
And I understand that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Disclosure.
Okay, maybe not for me, but
Marla was not listening to the podcast because she said she was there.
Yeah.
But you know what? When I listened to it, I'm like, wow, I don't remember saying that. Yeah. So, which for me can also be sometimes embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I recommend Marla's
that you listen to
them. Okay, I can do that. I know. Like everyone in the world, you don't like to listen to your own voice.
Well, yeah. No one likes
it. I don't like listening to my voice either, but you get used to it after a while.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You sound different in your head than you do.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway. So, yeah. So, I'm going to say, in order for me, Benria. No, sorry. Edredor, Benria, and then the Glendronach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would second that, actually. I feel the same way.
Yeah, I'm going to third it, which makes it kind of uninteresting for other people. But, you know, all of these three are really tasty. Mm-hmm. And they are all, with the sherry finishes and everything, these are cozy scotches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, again, a cold, drizzly evening, a fire, some candles, a few of these, and... It's just
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
I think all of these would be fine for a beginner.
Oh, that's true too. Good point. Yeah.
I don't think any of these are smack you in the face ones that you would not want a beginner to start. With that.
Right.
Though I started with Laphroaig, which punches you in the face pretty well.
Whack, whack, whack.
It's now I'm not that as big a fan of Laphroaig as I was. I am not as big on the Islas as
I've branched out.
I've branched out. I'm actually finding that Space Sides and Highlands are more my cup of tea, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Not British tea.
American tea. All right.
So, yeah. I mean, I think like in anything in life, mm-hmm. you know, everything evolves. You know, mm-hmm. you start liking one thing. It's like you start with this hobby. And you're like, oh, that was a fun hobby. Now mm-hmm. I'm going to do this other hobby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you start in one career and you're like, I don't like that career. I think I'll go to this career. So very similar.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I have to admit, I still like the pay side. No.
Space.
Yeah.
Jeez, Barbara, you haven't even had that much to drink.
I know. I still like the Islas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had, I went out for, Thanksgiving dinner last
Thanksgiving?
No, it was the Thanksgiving before.
Oh.
No, it was last Thanksgiving. Anyway, my sister and
this
I
has
ended
been
up.
A long year.
It has.
Yeah.
My sister and I ended up in Port Townsend.
Right.
And about the only restaurant open was the Sirens Tavern, which didn't have turkey, but that's okay. I don't like turkey that much.
Sirens Tavern's lovely though.
Oh, it is. Place. I love it. But they had I had a lovely roast beef or, you know, prime rib thing that was amazing. And then for dessert, I had a glass of 16-year Lagavulin.
Mm.
And after that dinner, it was sweet. It was like, it was dessert. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. So, you know, it all depends on your setting, what you've had to eat, what your tastes are, of course. But also, when you were talking about this is good for beginners,
mm-hmm.
absolutely right. And especially if you're whoever you are introducing to this is kind of fond of bourbons,
mm-hmm.
any of these are a nice introduction to scotches. So it's different, but it's not like out of the ballpark different.
Right. It has enough
yeah.
sweetness that they might like it.
Yeah. 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 You know, and
point.
It's malt as opposed to corn. So, you know, they can kind of play with that for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, this is a different grain, isn't it?
Yeah. Or if you have a corn allergy, come to the dark side. Come over
yes,
here.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if corn allergies mm-hmm. go over into drinks because they ferment it so much. It may,
yeah.
you know,
right.
it may not matter anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But
if you prefer the like a drier taste, the corn donut probably
mm-hmm.
the one you
mm-hmm.
would lean toward.
Mm-hmm.
If you like it a little bit sweeter, then the Ben Riach and definitely the Edredur are mm-hmm. highly recommended.
The Edredur doesn't strike me as all that sweet. But it's
not as much.
As Judy
yeah.
said, I think it's really balanced.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I mean, it's very
it
balanced.
Mm-hmm. And those three people in that distillery do amazing work.
I'm hoping there's more than three. I mean, I wasn't there. I'm getting it.
Yeah, I know,
but
I looked it up and, you know,
it's not
three to five
lot.
Is the number.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, they do in a year what one of the big distilleries mm-hmm. will do in a week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, talk about crafted
yeah.
spirits. This is one and it's really worth it. I have another thought and now I can't remember. I'll remember at 3 a.m. But I won't call John up and
but
he
it
can
won't
turn
be on his
microphone.
Podcast.
Yeah, no. Sorry. Oh, I know. It's usually my responsibility to put the glass of water and the little dripper thing in the middle of the table, and I didn't tonight. And I frankly I don't want to put water in any of these.
No.
Yeah.
These are all tasty.
They're excellent just
nice.
The way they are.
And you yeah. know, and we did it in episodes 21 and 25. So if you want to know about the water part,
yeah,
you
can go back.
You now have
that.
To listen to it.
But in the meantime, these are just lovely, and I'm going to sip them until they're gone.
Yes. And I do have a bottle of Edredur at home that John got me for Mother's Day, wasn't it?
I believe so.
That I do have
sweet.
On Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
It is my Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, and just so you know, what for blended whiskeys or blended scotches, I should say, Monkey Shoulder is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, and we can now get it in 1.5 liters.
Yes,
here.
The giant bottle.
The Ooh, giant
yeah.
bottle.
I know.
Lasts me longer.
But not as long as you might think.
No. We actually
there's one thing that's happened with this quarantine. I don't go out drinking anymore. I have to drink at
right.
home. And it's like, oh, that's not so much fun. You know?
Well,
I don't know what my garbage or recycling people think. You know, these enormous.
They think you're just like everybody else.
Well, that's, yeah. Some people drink beer and they have these overflowing glass.
Right, right,
mine
yeah.
is smaller, but it's all spirits. So.
Well, in Olympia, they don't recycle glass anymore.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Lacey.
So we cannot. So
unfortunately, does.
Well, you're technically an unincorporated.
I know, but they.
But
they
you're part of
sneak
Lacey
us in
garbage.
There, evidently.
Lacey
yeah.
garbage.
sorry. You're a bad woman.
Yeah, so try these out mm-hmm. if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, you know, email us. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
What's our email address again?
funwithscotch@gmail.com.
Oh, that was hard. Okay.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
And our website is
FWSPC.com, which is short for Fun with Scotch Podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. And is our list linked on there now?
Yes, it is. I will update that soon to make it more current.
And we can add that we did these on in this episode.
Yeah,
well.
there's a spreadsheet that you can get to that shows a list of all the different liquors that we've reviewed and what we, you know, what links to the episode that you can play from there and, mm-hmm. You know, where they came from and what style they are.
So if you have a favorite spirit and you say, oh, these people have talked about it, you can go there and then decide that either these people are insane or, oh, why, yes, they think the same as I do. So you go.
Yeah. And if there's one that we haven't done mm-hmm. that you would like us to mm-hmm. to do,
yeah,
and we can afford
us,
it,
let us know.
Not be like $5,500 bottle of Balvini or
well, you can always
Balvini
email and recommend that, but it may
you
not
can
happen.
Recommend it, but we ain't doing it. I saw someone on one of those Facebook groups that had the, is it Balvini?
The Balvini.
The Balvini. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm an American. I do apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
these days.
And they had gotten it cost them $250 for a pour of the scotch.
For a pour.
And then somebody.
Was it? Good grief.
I don't remember.
40 years old? Something like that.
But somebody said, well, that's a really generous pour for $250 considering it's $5,500 a bottle. And I'm like, God, what? Like, I have no interest in, as much as I like whiskey, scotch, whatever, I have no interest in something that expensive. I think that's just too much.
There's lots of good whiskeys that don't cost them.
Yeah, you don't have to go there. And the whiskey tribe guys, Rex mm-hmm. and Daniel, that I love on YouTube, you should watch their videos. They're really fun. They had one episode, I remember, where they were saying, okay, what's your cutoff? At what point in dollars do you find that you don't get that much more value according to the dollar, you know, mm-hmm. than the ones below that level?
Yeah.
And, you know, mostly it's from what I've talked to people, it's around $80. Mm-hmm. Around $80, you can get a really good scotch.
I was going to say, yeah.
And anything beyond that, it's kind of, if you're a collector, I don't understand that, but that's okay.
I don't understand collecting liquor.
Yeah. Well, I've never managed it.
No.
Yeah. But, you know, some people love that and that, you know, you do that. But, unless that's your aim, I don't, for actual drinking pleasure, you know, okay, I did buy the Lafleur more. That was more than that. It was really good. But I had a gift card.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I should be held responsible for that.
But it wasn't $5,000.
No, it was like $130, but that, I mean, still,
yeah,
for me, that's like, oh my God.
If you're insanely wealthy and you feel like mm-hmm. spending a lot of money on, you know, rare whiskeys and things like mm-hmm. that, then mm-hmm. go for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Well, collecting is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Whatever you're collecting,
well,
you know, that.
If you want to spend $1,000 on a bottle of something and drink it in one night,
right?
Then you got the money for it,
mm-hmm.
go for it.
Go for it. Well, it's like when you're being, like comic books. So, people will buy comic books and never take them out of the package or, you know, collectible figures. They never take them out of the package.
I loved comic books.
But you read them.
I did. My father, on the other hand, was rather old fashioned, and he did not approve of like Superman.
No, my father didn't either.
I got Classics Illustrated,
which
meant I had like Macbeth.
Oh wow!
You know, in comic book form, but I couldn't look at Superman. And I'm like, because you know, I would get Superman from other people, and I'm like, I don't think this is a good
my distinction here. My dad would only let me buy the ones that were, I forget what the proper name for them, but they were basically history, like Harriet Tubman, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was great. I learned about history, but it wasn't really a, so I never been able to develop the appreciation for actual comic books because the history ones were basically, you know, very structured, even though they were in comic book form. It wasn't like Harriet Tubman said, pow, you know, and it, you know, anything, you know, or anything like that. But it should have. That would have fit in, you know. But yeah, and I as an adult, I just haven't. I wish I had the ability. I just can't seem to concentrate to read comic books and graphic novels because I just get discombobulated. Because I think that's something you have to develop younger. Older people probably, other older people probably can, but not me. I'm too set in my ways, I guess. But I promote graphic novels.
Right.
Comic books.
Zines.
Yeah. I do promote zines.
Well, and the funniest thing was, you know, I had this collection of Classics Illustrated, and then I, you know, I put them away like in middle school, and then all the way through high school and college, I'd be reading these classic English literature novels, and I'm like, this sounds really familiar to me. You know, I know how this turns out. And I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, again, we have
digress. Yeah.
We're good at that, yeah. But that's all right. Maybe that's why some of you listen to us, because we digress. So, and we can be slightly entertaining.
But go get yourself some Edredor.
Oh.
Or Benriach or Glendronach. They're all very tasty.
They're all very tasty. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being with us, and we will try not to be so long in between. Now that things are subsiding a little bit, hopefully it will continue. We can be together, you know.
We are actually together physically for the first time since this whole pandemic started.
Well,
I've decided John and Judy are part of my household.
So yes.
There you go.
Well, we are kind of.
Yeah.
Might as well be. We spend a lot of enough time over here, so might as well be. So, yeah, come back and see us or listen to us.
Hear us.
Can't hear us.
Yeah. Hear me
next time. And we'll figure out what we're gonna do.
Okay.
So have a good night.
All right.
Cool.